Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Brian Tetta, executive producer of The View. It's Friday, and I'm here with Anna Navarro. This is Behind the Table. All right, it is Friday. I am here with Cha-Cha and her handler, Anna Navarro. Hello, Anna Navarro.
I am her emotionally support human.
Yes, the emotional support human of Cha-Cha is here with me in the studio today. This was a wild show. Not since Gypsy Rose Blanchard and the Drag Queens have we had such a odd mix of show, but we had a big one. You were in here early doing a reading with Teresa Caputo. This was your first time meeting Teresa. It was emotional for everybody. You cried twice today. I've never seen you cry as long as I've known you. How was the experience for you?
So, yes, I do have feelings.
I do have emotions. Yeah,
I do have a heart. As surprising as that, as shocking as that may be.
Yes.
First of all, we came in here like at 6:45 this morning
also
to do
shocking.
This pre-tape.
Not
also
shocking.
Shocking.
Not shocking. Sonny was late.
Well, yes. I was very, came in very late last night. So I thought there was going to be nothing for this woman to channel from me because I was so physically drained. And then she left me emotionally drained. How was it? Look, I don't know if I believe or don't believe. Really, I don't. I kind of want to believe, but I don't know that I do. So I think I'm more on the skeptical side
right.
than I am on the believer side.
That being said, what she talked obviously triggered emotions for you, for sure.
Well, but you know, listen, how many times do we talk about my brother?
Yeah.
My, you know, deceased brother, my deceased mother yeah. on this show,
on the podcast.
How yeah. many times have I referred to it and talked about it in public? So it's something that brings great emotion to me and that, you know, it gets in all my feelings. But, you know, so yesterday we went to this event and I didn't know she was going to be there. But the person who was producing the segment told me that Teresa had done a reading with Gloria Estefan for Teresa's new show.
Have you? Hold on, I'm getting a feeling that you've met Gloria Estefan at some point in your life. It's just a vibe. Is that right?
Hello, you have pictures on your
Every
phone
yes.
from like,
know.
You know, meeting Sylvester
know.
Stallone
yeah.
30 years ago.
Rocky Balboa.
Exactly.
It was the best day of my life, but go ahead.
So,
yes.
I mean, nobody as much of a name whore as you are.
Yeah, all that's coming out.
And then you give me, that's coming out?
No, it's not.
All right, so.
All right.
Can I finish the story?
You can. Gloria Estefan had been read by Teresa Caputo before.
They tell me, right?
Yes.
So I text Gloria yesterday and I said, listen, I'm getting read by Teresa Caputo tomorrow morning. I don't know what to believe. What do you have to tell me about it? Tell me something yeah. about this. How should I feel? And Gloria, you know, texts me back. And then I show up at this event and there is Gloria.
That's great.
And we end up sitting next to each other. And so she told me all about her her experience. And I think, you know, Gloria is a big believer in signs and numbers. And she just, you know, I think there are some people who are just more open to receiving the signs, like Teresa Caputo said on the show,
mm-hmm.
than others. I don't think I'm a person that's open to receiving the signs.
A lot of the staff, this was a kind of a hot button thing on the staff today, because a lot of the staff are 100% all in true believers. There are also many skeptics on the staff, so there's a lot of conversation.
Where do you fall?
So I tend towards the skeptic, but I will say that I produced Teresa when I worked on the Letterman show a couple years ago. Have I ever mentioned I worked on Letterman?
Yeah. Yes.
And when I did that, I had recently lost my grandfather, who came through for Teresa and answered questions about my sister, who was going through a medical crisis. She was having fertility problems because of it, and Teresa gave reassuring messages that she was going to be okay, that she was going to be able to have a baby, which seemed very unlikely at the time. And my adorable, beautiful niece is healthy and getting bigger every day and doing great. So and my sister's doing great. So she was right about all those things. So I'd like to believe. I like the hope, but I'm also someone who's kind of practical and dismissive of these things. My sister believes.
Yeah. What was crazy to me is, so we're in the, you know, this thing lasted like an hour. It got reduced down to 4 minutes.
Right.
But there's a part where Teresa Caputo says, Prince, the soul of Prince is coming through.
Yes.
And I look at her and I'm like, wait, are you talking Prince Philip? Are you talking like Purple
The purple
Rain
one. The purple
Prince?
One.
And she says, Purple Rain Prince. And I said, wait a minute. You're telling me Prince is hanging out with my mother and Sonny's Puerto Rican grandmother and the hereafter?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
There's absolutely no way that my mother didn't even know who Prince was.
But what was brought up afterwards is our studio is right next to Tamron Hall's studio. And Tamron Hall had a very close relationship with Prince that she's talked about. In fact, she talked to you about it when she was on the show, not the last time, but the time before that. She found an old email from Prince. So maybe he was visiting Tamron and stopped by. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. Listen.
Okay.
My favorite part of today at 6:48 this morning, I get a text from you. I'm dying. Whose stupid idea was this? And I wrote back, you volunteered. Didn't you volunteer? And then about 20 minutes pass and I get another text from you. Shut up.
Oh. Well, because, I mean, I think out of all the hosts, probably the ones with the most loss, recent loss, I would say are Whoopi and myself. And there's no way Whoopi Goldberg was going to sit
for a
week.
And she's not on the show today, so yeah.
But, you know, because Whoopi lost her mom, Whoopi lost her brother.
Right.
I lost my mom, I lost my brother. I think that if Joy got a reading, probably the souls of victims of World War II would come through.
Her old boyfriend, Abraham Lincoln. Yeah,
right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yes. Or some of her lovers, the ghosts.
Yes, sure. Yeah, we couldn't have that. It's a PG show.
Anyways, it was fun. She is lovely.
She was lovely.
Teresa Caputo is lovely. She's very understanding of people who are skeptical. I think she knew that I came to it with some skepticism. I asked her, one of the things I said to her was, look, I've spoken about my brother and my mother plenty of times in public. How do I know that you or your team didn't Google this, right? And Sonny has written about her grandmother in her book. She said that she found that hurtful, somebody would think that, but that she gets it. She gets that that's, you know, a natural question. But then she also does readings with people who are, you know, not famous and, you know, not in the public eye.
Right. All right. Well, speaking of visitors from the past, today we were also visited by Don Levin, your good friend and a friend of the show's. What do you make of the situation he's in with Elon Musk and X?
I tell you, the Don Lemon drama does not end. I adore Don. When he told me he was doing this show on X, I told him I thought it was crazy. I couldn't believe he was going to be doing the same thing as Tucker Carlson. I just thought it was crazy. He thought, you know, it was a platform that would allow him to be viewed and seen to come, you know, by millions and millions and millions of people are on X. And he liked the idea. I think he likes the idea of going, of pushing the envelope and, you know.
Sure, being on the cutting edge of where media is going.
And look, Don has, and I have this conversation with him all the time. Like I say to him, okay, you've gotten all this, payout, severance. CNN has been reported, paid him his full contract. Why don't you, you know, go be happy and, you know, why do you need to go be on X? So that was my point to him that I kept saying. I told him on air, and I will say it again, I think getting fired by Elon Musk because you try to hold him accountable and ask him some very relevant questions is a badge of honor.
Sure.
So I think it's a good thing for Don. And I think the questions from the clips I've seen, now I'm really looking forward to seeing the show on March 18th. I'm not sure I would have sat through an interview of Elon Musk otherwise. It seemed to me that he was very civil. His tone was very appropriate. And I thought he was asking relevant questions, asking him about the responsibility of curtailing hate speech on his platform is a relevant question and responsible question. It would be irresponsible of Don not to ask that. So I don't know what Elon Musk was thinking, that he was, you know, going to be interviewed by Tucker.
Yeah, well, for me, so the interesting thing to me is the calculus that you go through. When I heard that Elon was going to be as, because I understand why he wants to be on the platform, and I understand there are people that need to work no matter how much money they have. I think a lot of the people that work on our show are people that don't do it for the money. They do it because they feel like they have something important to say and need to, you know.
Well, when you're on TV and right. then you're not, I think a lot of people miss it. Miss the idea of coming into people's homes and having a platform
right.
to talk to, particularly like Don had, right? He right. had a daily platform that that made news.
Sure. But when he was going to sit down with Elon, the first thing that I thought of was, there's no winning here. There's no winning here because you're going to sit down with this guy and you're going to be tough and he's going to do exactly what he did. He's going to end up saying, I don't want to work with you. We're done. Or you're too soft and everyone comes for you and says, this is all, you know, you're bought and paid for. So I was surprised he even agreed to do the interview in the first place. What did you think about it?
You know, it's funny because I saw a tweet from Kara Swisher,
mm-hmm.
who you had on the podcast.
Yeah, we love her. Yeah.
Okay. And Kara, who knows Elon, is no fan of Elon's,
right.
Refers to him as the adult toddler, told Don that this would happen exactly how it happened. You know, look, I think he's an erratic billionaire who thinks he can do whatever he wants and treat people however he wants and say the craziest things, and you know,
we get to see any evidence to the contrary.
And he does it because he can.
Yeah.
You know, because he can. Because he's Elon Musk and he can.
We'll be right back after this.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one Group Text you won't want to exit. Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Turning to some other shocking news, you're very interested in a pop culture story. You were following the Kate Middleton story and the controversy around it in a way that I never thought you were capable of. You're surprising me a lot today. You're crying with these human emotions. You're interested in a kind of poppy subject that on other days you would say, why are we talking about this? Pretty soon you're going to be a fan of The Golden Bachelor. I don't know what to expect next.
Oh, no. That's where I draw the line.
All right. Well, what are your thoughts on the Kate Middleton situation?
I am engrossed mm-hmm. perturbed. Mm-hmm. I want answers, and I want answers now. I am spending way too much of my time trying to figure out where is Kate. I want to know where Kate is. Okay, so there's so many different theories, right?
Yes.
Clearly, though, there is something going on, because if not, why wouldn't she, in the midst of all of this controversy, where now even major news agencies are saying we no longer trust the palace as a source for, you know, news and photographs, why wouldn't she just come out and say, hi, everyone, this is Kate. I'm here recovering in my house. I mean, why isn't she on your podcast saying, Brian, I'm fine. Why isn't she calling in? Kate, if you're hearing me, please call in.
Yes. The number to the podcast is in the description of the episode. No, I mean, I agree with you. So she's either choosing not to talk or not able to talk. Those are the two questions. And I hope she's able to talk. I think she's deciding not to play ball with them right now. And for whatever reason.
Why? Why would she decide not to play ball? Unless it's because he has done something terrible. And she is giving him a little taste, giving William a little mm-hmm. taste of what life without her will be like.
Yes.
For him and for the royal palace. And, you know, and frankly, it's going to be pretty messy because people are all into this. So, you know, this almost cost me my friendship with my best friend, because when we first talked about this on Monday, I can't yes. believe it, when we've been talking about this for 5 days now. When we first talked about this topic on Monday, and it was about the doctored photo.
Photo, yeah, yes.
Which initially I thought was kind of just photoshopped. I said, if photoshopping was a crime, my best friend and I would be in jail for the rest of our lives. So Lee Schrager would like for me to clarify that when I talked about my best friend, I was referring to Cha-Cha.
So Lee has not photoshopped himself in any way. No filters.
No. When you see Lee yes,
that's what you
with
get.
Different eye colors, with no wrinkles.
It's all natural.
Looking 25 years old. It's absolute head full of hair. That's all natural.
Wonderful.
He does not Photoshop.
Wonderful.
It's all about Cha-Cha. Cha-Cha photoshops.
All right.
By the way, their home is gorgeous.
I'm sure.
I want to know who keeps the house.
All right. So, speaking of gorgeous homes, you and Sonny attended a fabulous event last night with Jeff Bezos. Tell me about it.
So this was the Courage and Civility Awards. I told Jeff Bezos, clearly something I will never get because I have no plans of being civil as long as Donald Trump is running for anything. So this was at their, you know, home in a beautiful townhome in Georgetown in Washington, D.C., and they were awarding the Courage and Civility Award. This is an award that I think they began 2 or 3 years ago. The first recipient was Dolly Parton. They gave her $100 million to amplify her work and basically to invest in causes dear to her heart where she wanted to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So they give people who they think are wonderful money to go out and do
and
good
free reign with it, right? They can do whatever they want.
Free reign with it.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not sure they could buy a yacht, mm-hmm. but they're, you know, they're supposed to be doing good things with it. Yesterday, the recipient was my very good friend Eva Longoria,
mm-hmm.
and this admiral who was the admiral who took out Osama bin Laden.
Okay.
he was the admiral in charge of that that operation.
Admiral William McRaven.
I think he's going to focus on his efforts on vets, on Gold Star families, on children of you know, fallen soldiers. Eva has been very philanthropic her entire life. I've known Eva for many years, and Eva has a special needs sister, Lisa. And so this has been a very large part of her life, because since she was a little girl, and Eva is the youngest, Lisa the oldest. So since she was a little girl, her mom would take her to volunteer at the Special Olympics, would take her to do things for Lisa, her sister. She's got an organization in San Antonio where she's from called Eva's Heroes that provides opportunities, work opportunities, educational opportunities to special needs children. She's done a lot of things with organizations that work at the U.S.-Mexico border. She's done a lot of things with Poderistas, an organization that empowers Latina women. So, I think Eva is going to do amazing, amazing things. Can't wait to see what she does with it. I have to tell you, we were just talking about Elon Musk, who is a weird, eccentric, antisocial jerk billionaire. Jeff Bezos, who I had never met before, could not be nicer, more welcoming, warmer, just absolutely wonderful, head over heels in love with Lauren Sanchez. We talked about when Lauren Sanchez, his fiance, tried out here. In fact, Jeff Bezos was very funny because Lauren, I was standing there with the two of them, and Lauren said to Jeff, you know, I first met Anna when we did this Hunger Games tryout
for The View.
For The View. And, you know, and then she said, you know, and Anna's now on The View. And Jeff turned to Lauren and said, are you still bitter? and she said, yes. And I said, Lauren, honey, you done good, okay? Yeah. But Jeff said to me, I wouldn't eat or drink anything if I were you until I tasted it.
Wow. All right. Well, listen.
It was a joke. What I did not expect was Jeff Bezos to have a wonderful sense of humor.
That's great.
He's got, he laughs easily. Like I said to him that I had brought a Sharpie because I felt that I should put my name on one of the cobblestones in his backyard because I have bought so many things from Amazon.
That you think you helped build the house?
I think at least I should get a brick. But it was wonderful. Gloria and Emilio Estefan were there. Emilio played Jeff's father in a movie about a biopic about Jeff that's on Amazon. Jeff's father was there, who's Cuban, Mike Bezos. So the Bezos is a Cuban name. It was, in fact, his dad, Mike Bezos, who lives in Miami, came through Peter Pan. You know that program that the Catholic Church ran where something like 14,000 unaccompanied Cuban minors were saved from the revolution because Fidel wouldn't let their parents out. So the parents sent the children by themselves, and the Catholic Church put them in different orphanages and different foster homes and organizations throughout the country. Jeff's dad was sent to Wilmington, Delaware, where he said he lasted one winter and then quickly fled south.
Yes,
so it was
for a Cuban. That's a cold winter.
So really, it's a wonderful thing they do. Jose Andres was there.
He's going to
be
on the
here
show
next
week. Yeah,
Jose was one of the recipients of this award, and he talked about, and I'm sure he's going to talk about it when he's here next week. He talked about the work he's doing in Israel and Gaza, and just the work of feeding people around the world, taking the politics out of it. For him, it's not about politics. For him, it's not about sides. For him, it's about feeding hungry, needy people.
And you're doing an event with him too, right?
I'm doing an event in Washington next Thursday with him at the Lincoln Theater. People can buy tickets. And so it's going to be interviews, plus he's going to have a band, plus we're going to do some cooking demos.
Oh, wow.
So it's like Jose Andres live.
That's great.
Basically, which I'm doing with him. So I suspect I will eat very well and drink very well and then hop on a plane to come here and be very beaten up next Friday.
Well, I look forward to the 6 a.m. text. Okay, so in the meantime, thank you for joining me, Anna. On Monday, I will be back here with Sarah Haynes. And if you have a question or want advice from a co-host, please check the episode description.
Who wants advice from a co-host?
They all do. They want advice from you guys.
Do people want advice from you?
Occasionally, rarely. They're really more interested in talking to you guys. But they always say something nice to me on the way out. I think that's the way they get their questions read. They say like, oh, I love you, Brian. And then I read the question. Smart move.
You're such a sucker for flattery.
It's working. Yeah. All right. Check the episode description for the number. And thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.
Behind the Table is executive produced by Brian Tedda. Supervising producers are Nathan Getty and Summer Shake, with production assistant Emily Darcy. The vice president of ABC Audio is Liz Alessi, and the executive producer of podcast programming is Laura Mayer. Special thanks to Lori Hogan, Susie Liu, Meg Fierro, Molly Kaiser, Josh Cohan, Ariel Chester, Frankie Perez, Audrey Mostek, and Dana Schaefer.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers Group Text Podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers Group Text Podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit.